Went to celebrate a wedding last night of a good friend of ours, great friend of Andrea and I. And if you're wondering where Andrea is, by the way, she's flown out with Wesley Moore. They're on the same plane together next to each other. I don't know who needs prayer more, Andrea or Wesley, but they're joining up with the rest of the young adults or some of our young adults. In fact, before I even get there, guess what? Shane, Jared and Bremmer are doing this morning. Sorry if I'm a bit loud, just turn me down a bit. Or is it just because I turned? Anyway, they are actually helping lead worship at C3 Hong Kong today. So how nice is that? They told me that's what was happening. And that's good news, isn't it? And then they go on to China to be with the Jagelmans. I think they get there tomorrow and join Wesley and Andrea, join them. And they're there for 8 days. And then most of the team come back for next Sunday, Sunday week, the 17th of January. And Andrea and Jared go on to C3 Pasig, where we have another small work. It's not small. There's like millions of people in the slum area, which they prefer to call a community. And so there, Jared and Andrea are actually doing some work, and Andrea's been asked to speak many times while she's there. So can we just lift them up in prayer? That'd be excellent. And so you've got me and me only. I'm so excited. I've got 3 weeks on my own. I don't mind being alone. Charlie said to me today, "I bet you'll love it." I said, "I can't wait." Today's the first day. What will happen this afternoon? Anyway, I got onto that track because we were talking about something else, weren't we? But anyway, Happy New Year. It'll come back to me.
The wedding,
that's right. Yes. Darren and Janelle are recovering, having a few weeks off. They run C3 Crawley, great friends of ours, and great to be a part of that wedding. But this morning, I want to talk to you about now. Just whisper it for me, now. Now, a little bit louder, now. And then give it a bit more, now. And come on, give it a bit of a shout, now. Okay. I know you're awake this morning, that's good. You know, now to him who is able to accomplish exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. That's Ephesians 3:20. So this morning I want to talk to you about now. Right now. Now. Start of a new year. Who's had any New Year's resolutions? A few of you? A couple of you? Who thinks New Year's resolutions never work, so I don't do them anymore? Well, you'd be with the rest of the, apparently only about 8% actually only come to pass around the world. What is happening in your world right now? What is happening in your life right now? Not yesterday, not the past. Some of you are probably glad that 2015's over. But what about now? Right here, right now. You know, think. All those that ask and think, it's in the Ephesians 3:20. That word think there is neo. And in the Greek, it means which is to conceive, to perceive now. I like this other scripture as well in Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. How does that start? Now faith. Say it with me, now faith. Now faith. Now. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, not when I feel like it. Now faith. See, we can be in faith or we can believe in God, but what is, this is more than that. This is now faith. It's an action, right? It's something that we must be a part of in our lives. And so, what are your dreams right now? What is going on deep inside of you right now? And the fact is, most people's dreams don't come to pass. It's very sad. If only I had taken that job. If only I had married that person. If only I had saved earlier. You do not want to reach the end of your life with lots of if onlys. And so right here, right now, you can exceed your dreams. Can we look forward to lots of great things in 2016? Can we believe that it's going to be a good year in 2016? Because now faith is. Exceedingly, abundantly, above. So what we think, if God gets a hold of it, my goodness, how good can that be? Abraham wanted a child, yet God wanted a nation. It started with something that they thought that they could never have, and they would be happy with just that thing, that one thing, one child. But God had other plans. You know, God has great plans for you and I. He has an amazing plan for your life, exceedingly, exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. According to the power that works in us, you've got to have His power. You can believe but not really have His power. You've got to have His power. Turn to your neighbor and say, you've got to have His power. You see, God said to Abraham, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you will be a blessing. Who'd like to be a blessing in 2016? Anyone? We can bless others. We can be a blessing, not just to our family, but to a lot more than that, because there's more that God has for us than just our immediate future, just the immediate what's around us. God said to Abraham, step outside your immediate world with me. Step outside your family. Step outside your house. God's done some great things in family this year, I'm sure. We've had some new births. That's exciting. But what is it? What is the greater cause that we are going to be a part of in 2016? It happens because of now. Now faith is. Now to Him. Now to Him. To Him. Who's Him? God, yes. It's everything is through Christ. Now to Him who is able. In Christ, we have an exceedingly abundantly above future. Step outside the current position. Look at the ocean and the stars, he said to Abraham. This is what I want you to start seeing. This is what I have planned for you. There's limitless possibilities. I want you to see descendants coming out of you in old age. The biggest problem we face in life is believing ourselves. Turn to your neighbor and say, I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in you. Not believing, just a motivational speech that, because it's got to be inside us, right? That's fun while it lasts, but it's got to be inside us. This is what I want you to start seeing, he said to Abraham. This is what I want planned for you. There are limitless possibilities. I want you to see descendants coming out of you in your old age. And the biggest problem we will face in life is believing in ourselves, like I said. And so now I will believe in his word. Will we believe in his word this year? You're determined to believe that the Word of God is the truth that will set you free. It's your life. It's important to read our Word. We believe that Christ is in us. We receive of his life. We have his life now. We decide to grow now. We're prepared to do the things that God asks. And we're going to get to that in a moment. He's going to do something in his church. He's going to do something new with you this year. You're not in church by accident. You've been sent for his divine purposes to be fulfilled through your life. And that seed will eventually grow into a tree. The dreams that you have can come to pass. Now faith. Now faith. Let's say it together one more time. Now faith. Now faith. You know, David was tending sheep for years. Have you ever sat down at a posh restaurant and ordered an entree? Put your hands up. Who's been to a posh restaurant and ordered an entree? Some of us, most of us. You know, I've been to a number of posh restaurants, I guess, over the years, and it never ceases to amaze me how little you get and how much it costs. It's always in double figures. And that little appetizer is not even an appetite. It doesn't fill my appetite one little bit. It's just a little tidbit. It's really not much. It's so small. It's seemingly so insignificant. Most of the time, they don't even taste that great. David is the younger brother. He's seen as insignificant. He could have gone back to the sheep. But he said, is there a cause? Now, faith is. See, you can activate faith. You can listen to other people. You can get angry. You can get critical because you're not activating faith, because you're just sitting and you're actually waiting for something, but you're not actually participating in the greatest gift of all, the life that is already there, ready for you to partake with. Now faith. Say it one more time with me. Now faith. Now faith is. You can get negative. You can get apathetic without faith. And David could have stayed with his sheep, but he chose to engage. You can say doing the same old things that you always do, or you can say, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? Is there a cause? Is there something that I can do now? Now. Turn your neighbor and say, do it now. There's something in every one of us that we are holding on to that we think, well, maybe one day. No. Do you think that maybe above, exceedingly abundantly above? Exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. So that means that God, when we engage with him, that now becomes something greater than what we thought possible because God gets his hand on it. You know, we're taking a few risks, I guess, this year as a church. We've decided as a board, as a leadership team, that we're going to start C3 Wellard. Come on. It's going to stretch our music team. It's going to stretch our resources. It's going to stretch our people. But then there's more people here, and that it just takes that now faith, and suddenly. See, faith is the substance. Faith is determined. Faith does not give up. Faith makes you solid. Faith in God, he does not lie. You can trust God. You can trust him. You can trust him. Whoever you are here today, you can trust him. All right, turn your neighbor one more time and say, you can trust him. I'm not sure you're getting it. You can trust him. You see, David said, I've taken on lion and bear to defend my father's sheep. All right, this is the whole story of where he defeats the Philistine. 1 Samuel 17, if you want to have a look. I've taken on lion and bear to defend my father's sheep. What is he doing? He's stirring faith in him now. He hasn't delivered yet. The enemy's still there, but what's happening? He's decided to go into the now faith zone. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Two things that God's reading. He's reading our prayers and he's reading our thoughts. Now to him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, all that we ask or think, God is... So your thoughts, moreover, the Lord who delivered me from the lion and the bear. Moreover, he's saying, then this is what's happened. You know, I'm going up. Everyone else seems to be sitting around. Everyone else seems to be actually not doing a great deal. And each day the giant comes out, I defy the armies of the living God. Well, you know, I don't have much. And yes, I'm the younger brother. And yes, I could listen to my brothers and do nothing. But I have a now faith. I know that I've already defeated a lion and a bear. I already know that I've done some things in my life. I know I have some experience, as little as that experience is, as little as your life is right now, as young as you may be or as old as you may be. I have something that I can give to God. God that can break open a whole nation. Amen. Come on. Now faith. Now faith. Yeah, come on, give the Lord a hand. I'm happy with that. Now faith. You're only a boy. What are you thinking? I'm only good at that. Not that. The Bible is saying you may have some reservations, you may feel inadequate, but when you step into the now, he makes up the shortfalls. Exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Above all that we ask or think. Above all that we ask or think. And the substance of the thing you hope for lives within you. Those of us that know Christ as our Lord and Savior, the substance is already there. We just need to engage that substance. John 7:38, the New King James, he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. Living water. And the thing you hope for lives within you. You know, Andrea preached a great message Christmas a few weeks ago. And she said that Mary had within her her own salvation. And Mary had inside her the person who would save her. But Mary could have said things differently. She could have said, I'm not willing to accept whatever he wants. I'm not willing to accept. And we can do that, or we can say that we are living the right way, but actually our behavior is not showing that. But it's a new year. It's a fresh start. Now, not tomorrow. We can engage our spirit now. Those of us that are here that are not on holidays, or we've rocked up and we are on holidays, we can engage our faith now. And so, Mary chose to say, I am willing to accept whatever he wants. I am willing to accept whatever he wants. This is a hard one. You can't really say this to one another, I guess, because it gets really down to the nitty-gritty. Are you willing to accept whatever he wants? And some of us are carrying our own salvation inside of us. Are you willing to accept what he wants. We can carry him around all our lives, but actually not be purposeful with him. And what choices are you going to make this year to become more willing for Jesus to be a part of your life? Exceedingly abundantly above. Not what others are going to do for you, not what others' expectations of you are, but rather what you ask or what you think pertaining to his life exceeding in you. Are you willing today? You're willing. As long as it takes willing. What are you asking? What are you thinking? What do you perceive? What are you conceiving? Conceiving is the fulfillment of faith. And once you have conceived, it will happen. I've taken on lion and bear. He's already formulating a picture in his mind. What are you going to speak into your life this year? And David said to the Philistine, I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. Is there any greater name? Is there any greater power? Is there anything greater in this world? We have it all within us. Faith is the substance. It's the substance. It's in us now. What is beyond your reach right now? I want you to think about it. It may be a house, but that house is coming. We've seen miracles already in our church this way. It may be that you want to get married. Do you think maybe if we ask God, it could help? Find the right person? I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. The prophet actually says to the widow, what have you got inside your house? And the things you need are within reach. They're in your house. They're in us. David reached into his bag and he drew out a stone. And we can believe we are insignificant. We can believe I'm just a boy. God doesn't want to. Don't ever say that this year. God doesn't want to use me. Never say it. Do you think God wants to use you? God wants to use you. God wants to use every single one of us with our unique giftings and our abilities. And we may think we're lesser than that. Don't think that way. God has a purpose and a plan for you. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. He can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Whose power are you relying on this year? See, there's an enemy out there that needs slaying. And you have to activate your faith. You have to find some reserves. Find something that you can use. And when a problem comes, it can overwhelm your dream. You do not need faith when you have a thing. You need faith when you do not have a thing. Don't give up. Turn your neighbor and say, don't give up. And say this too, don't dig a hole. Some of us are really good at digging holes and just trying to climb inside them. Oh, let's let that problem just dissolve. Who knows, they never dissolve away. Who knows that actually, that's actually sin. Stewards, the one that dug a hole, get away from me, you wicked person. Now, faith, you've got to activate it. So you don't need faith when everything's going well. You need it when it's terrible. Life has terrible days, months, even years. When the kids are sick, when there's an ongoing sickness, when there's a health issue, that's when the mortgage and rent needs paying, whatever your situation is, when your bills are piling up, when life has got you down, when you're feeling like, I'm overwhelmed. That's when you need to pull yourself out of your rut and say, God. When you have a big problem, you need faith. You need to switch faith on. I believe it's going to happen. Imagine what Mary would have said. Andrew actually mentioned this, I think, a few weeks ago. Imagine when Mary said, no, I don't think so. Don't think I'm going to be part of that. Believe it is going to happen. Jesus said, do not say yet for 4 months, then comes my harvest. Why did Jesus say, do not say? He could have said, do not think. But he said, do not say, because your words are creating your world. David said, this day, he looked at the Philistine, this massive, big giant. And the Philistine mocks him and says, have you sent a dog? And he looks at the Philistine and looks him in the eye and says, this day the Lord will deliver you into my hands. Who thinks that's now faith? Sometimes faith is scary, right? Sometimes it means taking risks. But I'd rather take a risk than sit and do nothing. I'd rather to see where God can lead me. That's actually when the world gets exciting. Now, faith is substance. Now, to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above. But when you let the problems, when you let denials overwhelm your faith, you start to get into a negative mindset. And a negative mindset blinds you to the possibilities. It blinds you to what's around you. Hagar was Sarah's maid. She had a pretty hard life. Abraham and Sarah, you know, they were waiting for the promise. And I've already said, as we know, it already came. But they took matters into their own hands for a while. Out of faith into, well, maybe we can do something else. And so Sarah says to Hagar, sleep with my husband. Everything goes a little wrong for her. Sarah gets a little bit jealous. And so Hagar runs away. And Hagar's dying in the hot sun. But God hadn't forgotten about it. Sometimes life just goes the wrong way. Sometimes maybe it's not our fault. Sometimes maybe it's just, who knows, that life just has this way. Sometimes just stuff happens. But God doesn't forget you. He doesn't cast you out. It's not his nature. It's not who he is. And Hagar may have been running away from her problem, but God found her. She's thirsty and tired. There's a well nearby, but she can't see it because she's in negative land. She thinks, my life is just worth nothing. I may as well just stay here and die. Her negativity had blinded her. But once she had been rescued by God, the angel of God came to her and she realizes the promises of God, and that God says, look, your descendants are going to be so many. You're going to have your own nation. You are the God who sees, she said. You are the God who sees. He sees you. He sees everything about you. You know, the men, including David's own family, allowed their circumstances to destroy their now opportunities. The brothers didn't do anything. They didn't act. And they said, what are you going to be able to do, David? Well, now faith. Open your eyes to the substance within you. Start believing for the possibilities, the resources. They are within reach. Believe now. 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 Turn to your neighbor and say, now. Now. Yeah. You've got to believe that you have a thing before you have the thing. That's how faith works. Before it actually takes place, you've got it. You have to turn your faith on, which is why we have the... Who knows that the water's already there? Just looking at the tap. I'm not a plumber, but I know when I switch, the water comes out. But if I don't do anything, nothing happens, right? If you don't do anything, nothing's going to happen. You have to... Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of not things not seen. Now, to him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above, engage. Will you be a now person in 2016? Turn faith on. Believe this book. Believe with me that we can make a difference, that you can make a difference. You can trust the word of God. So what are you asking? What are you believing for? What are you thinking? Are you in yesterday? Or are you going to believe for a greater future? Now. Your now is new. Who knows when you agree to the now, something new is going to happen. That's exciting. That's worth believing for. It's fresh. You know, God wants us to be fresh every day. Pray. If you haven't just been praying, I know it's been Christmas and stuff, but hey, some of us have been on holidays, but you know, you can pray in the morning rather than, oh, I forgot to pray today, because you don't know what can happen when we pray first thing. Now faith comes through being in church. Now faith comes through giving to God. Now faith comes through your servant heart. Now is a part of being just involved in everything that the church is. But you know, the local church, everything happens through it. Whenever I ask someone, who are you connected with, if they want to do some ministry, it's always, well, who are you connected with? People need to know that you're established, that you're going places. And sometimes there's a wait period, but the now is still in your spirit. God changed the world by words. And God was not talking to anyone when he made the earth, yet he spoke, let there be water, and there was. Who likes to go down to the beach? Who's glad he made the water? This time of year, it's fantastic. Faith is now. Let's stand to our feet. Worship team, why don't you come? We're going to finish a bit early. Feels rather warm in here anyway. But, you know, let's activate our faith. Maybe your faith's a bit, it needs a... I'm more than willing to pray for people today. We've got a good front row this morning. If you'd like some prayer... Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Father, today, come on, let's pray. We pray that the power of the living God, Lord, we pray that now experience in our life. Help me to say yes more often. Help me to engage with your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. And it may be here, as we're standing here with our eyes closed, that you've never received Jesus as Lord of your life. There's a now moment. It's now faith is. Would you like to receive Jesus as Lord of your life? Would you like to say, you know what? Not tomorrow, not the next day. I'm starting my new year now with you. And if you've never received Jesus as Lord of your life, may have been coming for quite some time. You may have received him a long time ago, but you're not actually living in faith now. But today you want to come back to him. If you're not sure you're going to heaven today, you can be sure. Why don't we pray this prayer together? At the end of this prayer, if you've never received Jesus as Lord of your life, you want to come back to Christ, but you're not sure you're going to heaven, I ask you on the count of three to pop up your hand, and I'll see it, and you can pop it down again. Let's pray together. Repeat after me if you don't mind. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you that you love me. I thank you that I can engage with you and that you have great experiences for me. You want to do life with me. I thank you, Lord. I receive you into my heart right now. Take leadership of my life. I confess my sin. I give it to you. It's gone. Now I am brand new. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, you want to receive Jesus as Lord of your life, on the count of three, pop up your hand and I'll see it. You can pop it down again. One, two, three. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Anyone this morning, just give me a wave and I'll be able to see your hand. Thank you. See your hand. Thank you. Thank you. Love to pray with those guys afterwards. Let's stand and let's sing. Can we do that? Where's Eunice? Can we do this? Let's